Hey guys, it's Barack Lesnar of Barack Lesnar Hoops, and today is January 2nd, 2021, and we have some exciting coverage for you today. I actually found a very nice middle ground between doing some nightly notables, but not having to go through every single box score. Just based on the metrics I'm seeing, some people really like it, but I think it's too much information. People want it more condensed, more concise, and I actually found a great middle ground, courtesy of my friends for the Wizard Fantasy Basketball extension, which you can see in the description. I've reached out to them and I've discussed collaborating with them, and they're very open to that. So I'll be using the Sports Wizard Daily Summary. You would actually have access to this as well. It's a useful tool, and it's what I'll be using now to kind of highlight the notable performances of the previous night. More concise, more condensed, and you don't have to sit an hour just listening to every single player on the box score. We're getting to the meat and potatoes, and that's what really matters. So I hope you enjoy this, and I hope you check out the extension, because not only does it do the weekly projections, but the Daily Wizard, as you can see here, is an awesome tool as well to really let you know those notable performances. And you don't even have to watch my video to get the lowdown, but I still recommend that you do, because I like to give just a little bit of my perspective, which you're not going to find just out right here. You kind of have to listen to me for that. If you have not yet, do me a favor. I need you right there. You see it? You see it? I know you see it. Where it says subscribe Barack Lesnar Hoops, please do that. We're almost at 1,800 subscribers. Can you believe it? At the end of December, when I started this back up, we were at around 650. So the growth is crazy. Thank you so much for all of your support. It wouldn't have been possible without every single one of you. We're so close to 2,000, I can taste it, and I'm hoping we can meet that goal here in the next 2 weeks. Do you think we can do it? You can help me do it. One way you can help me do that, thumbs up. Turn that thumb blue down there for the Facebook algorithm. It just likes when you give it that thumbs up. I like when you give me that thumbs up. And if you're going to give me a thumbs down, just if you need to, if you must express yourself as you must. But you people that give me the thumbs up, I value you the most. All right, that's enough of me blabbing. Why don't we get to what you're here for? To see some of the previous night's performances for Friday, January 1st. And at the top of the list with the line of the night, Mr. Paul George, someone I'm lucky to have on a few of my squads. Immediately it sticks out. He did only shoot 6 of 22, but he had 25 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 6 steals, a block, and 5 turnovers. And when you're getting me 6 steals, I'm not going to be upset at you. I paired him up. Paul George is one of those guys I grabbed in my drafts where I was like at 15. And I would pick him and Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's been a bit injured, but when both of these guys are healthy, the amount of steals they're going to get me while still helping me in a lot of the same categories, I'm very excited to see that. And I might show you the team at the end of the video. Line two, Damian Lillard had a much stronger performance than he's been having. Finally kind of had that breakout game we've been waiting from him, waiting for him to have this season. He had 34 points, 4 rebounds, 8 assists, 1 steal, 0 blocks, only 1 turnover. Definitely great. 6 three-pointers made, 100% of his free throws, and he made 11 of his 21 field goal attempts. So great line from Damian Lillard. Mike Conley is having a comeback season, and why I told you before the season I was afraid he was washed. Looks like I may have been a little premature in my assessment, because he has been a stud so far. He used to be a fantasy stud. He had a rough time last year, but it looks like he's right back to being a fantasy stud. He had 33 points, 2 rebounds, 7 assists, a steal, 0 blocks, 2 turnovers, made 11 of his 20 shots, and made 7 three-pointers. And Mike Conley at this point may be a little bit of a sell-high candidate. I was asked a few days ago, but he continues to have performances like this. And a few more performances like this, his value might peak. He's still aging. And I mean, I guess everyone's aging, but he's still not. He's an aging point guard. So he's an older point guard. And at best, he's probably third in the pecking order. So I still have some concerns about how sustainable this production is going to be for the rest of the season. So if you're able to get a really great player, younger player, that's maybe underperforming, and all you have to give up is Mike Conley, I would strongly consider that. Keldon Johnson, even with Derek White back in the mix, continues to impress at 26 points, 10 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, a block, 7 of 11 shooting, made 7 of his 8 free throws, and had 5 three-pointers made. Amazing line by him. The only blemish is the 4 turnovers, but considering he helped in all those different categories besides assists, what could you possibly more? What more could you possibly expect? This guy is outperforming everyone's expectations. I wish I had him on a few more of my teams, but that's the way things go. Sometimes to play it safe, you have to sit back and you gotta, like my boy Aaron Burr would say, wait for it. Jaylen Brown is another player that just has his foot on the gas and continues. He hasn't let it go yet. He had 25 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks, 4 turnovers. Made 12 of his 20 shots. Had only 1 three-pointer, did not draw any free throws. So considering he had 0 free throws, 25 points, just goes to show how great of a scorer he is and has become. I'm starting to really warm up to the idea of Jaylen Brown, and the Jaylen Brown that used to really hurt you in fantasy, he has not showed up this year. So we may be witnessing a breakout, not only in real life, but also as a fantasy asset. A guy that, thankfully, I was able to trade Devin Booker for him and Miles Turner in one of my leagues, like I've told you guys before. So I'm excited I did that. Even though I was a little apprehensive when it first happened, now in hindsight, with how both of those guys are performing, it really helped me out a lot, especially since it was an auto-drafting depth. LeBron, Raymond James, triple-double, 2 steals, 4 turnovers, only made 8 of his 22 shots, but he made all 7 of his free throws and had 3 three-pointers. Really nice stat line from him when he's getting you those steals and blocks and keeping the free throw percentage high. He becomes a lot, but he hasn't been a great free throw shooter for a few seasons now, which is why I tend to not draft him a whole lot. And the fact that he is aging, he has a pretty good track record against Father Time, but at the end of the day, Father Time is undefeated and has a ton of mileage on his legs. So I just constantly have concerns, even though he's a superhuman freak. At some point, something's got to give. Anthony Davis, after starting off to a bit of a lukewarm start, finally had an amazing performance at 34 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 13 of his 26 shots. The free throws, 4 of 7, not great, but normally he's a better free throw shooter than that. And he got you 4 three-pointers made. If he's getting you that many three-pointers, Anthony Davis, and why I told you repeatedly that to me he was the number one overall pick. I mean, the buy low window is absolutely shut after a performance like that. Kawhi Leonard of the Los Angeles Clippers at 20 points, 16 rebounds, 9 assists, 0 steals, which is not typical from him, though the 3 blocks is really nice. Made 8 of his 19 shots, had 2 three-pointers made, and a quality line from him, though they did lose to the Utah Jazz 106-100. Kyle Anderson continues to have an amazing fantasy basketball season. Had 18 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, a block, 0 turnovers, guys. 0 turnovers. Made 7 of his 15 shots, all his free throws, and both three-pointers made. And that is what you call just a full house fantasy basketball stat line. He helped you in every single category he could possibly help you. He helped you. He scored for you. He got you rebounds. He got you 5 assists, and he did it with 0 assists. He got you 3-pointers. He got you blocks. He made all his free throws, made almost 50% of his shots. What more do you want from my man? He's amazing. And if you don't have him on your team, Jamal Murray had 31 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 3 turnovers, made 12 of his 22 shots, had 4 three-pointers made. And I've been pretty high on Jamal Murray. I felt he was going to have a very strong season. He has dealt with some injuries recently, but with a performance like that, really showing that the bubble performance was not a mirage and that Jamal Murray is here. And I can expect a few more games like this before the season is over. CJ McCollum, despite some concerns that he was dealing with a broken back, continues to amaze. At 28 points, made 11 of his 21 shots, had 2, made only 2 of his 3 free throws, but he had 4 three-pointers made and 3 steals. He's normally not going to be a steals and blocks guy for you, so definitely any night he can give you almost 30 points and also get you 3 steals, that's a huge victory. CJ McCollum is one of my favorite point guards in fantasy, and I actually regret I did not draft him more. I think I kind of was a little concerned with his back injury and ended up going with people like DeMar DeRozan, which I don't entirely regret, but CJ McCollum is just a baller. What more can be said about the guy? Bam Adebayo had 19 points, 11 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 steals, 0 blocks in this one with 3 turnovers. Though the 8 of 12 shooting and the 3 of 4 free throws, not bad at all. Definitely want to see hopefully some free 3-pointers made and at least a block or two from my boy Bam. But if you've picked him up on your team, I doubt you're regretting the performances you're getting from him. He's a very dynamic player and one that I like to pair up with this next fellow over here, Nikola Jokic. Nikola Jokic had 17 points, 9 rebounds, 11 assists. Just amazing. Magic Jokic. I don't know what else to call him. 1 steal, 0 blocks, 1 turnover, made 7 of his 13 shots. Didn't shoot any free throws, so he didn't hurt you because he didn't make or miss any. Didn't help you, but didn't hurt you, and had 3 3-pointers made, and right there, just showing the versatility. Normally, he tends to have slower starts, but he's just come roaring out of the gate, continuing where he left off in the bubble and previously to that. I think this guy's an MVP candidate, and he might have an MVP before his career is over, maybe as soon as this year. I'm a huge fan of Nikola Jokic. I have him on a couple of my teams. And like I told you before, on any team where I have Karl Anthony Towns instead of him, I instantly regret it. I probably will go with him a lot more next year, assuming something awful doesn't happen, like a serious injury or something like that. God forbid. Definitely don't want to see that. Derrick Jones Jr., after I criticized him a couple of videos ago, just how much playing time he's getting for a guy not producing anything, he finally had the sort of stat line I was hoping to see from him. I don't need him to score, but he had 8 points, but he had 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 5 steals, 0 blocks, 0 turnovers, and a 3-pointer. And if he's getting me steals and blocks numbers along with rebounding and the occasional 3-pointer, that's all I really need from him. He's a low-end asset to me. I have him in a 20-team league, and thankfully I held on. I almost dropped him to the waiver wire, but after a performance like that, he just bought himself a little more time on my squad. Kevin Durant, I mean, we could gush about this guy all day, but it is very telling that the Nets lost to the Atlanta Hawks. For all the criticisms Trae Young has received over the years about not being able to play winning basketball, to take out a team like the Brooklyn Nets after playing them and almost beating them just a few days ago goes to show this Nets team is for real, and I expect them to make the playoffs and Trae Young to have a coming out party. And I think you're going to hear a lot less conversation about how bad the trade was between the Mavericks and the Atlanta Hawks. I think when it's all said and done, it's going to be like Hakeem Olajuwon and Michael Jordan. Sure, Michael Jordan was the better player, but no one criticizes the Houston Rockets for going with Hakeem instead of Michael Jordan. Big fan of Trae Young, both in real life and fantasy. And with his team taking out the Brooklyn Nets with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal continues to show what I told you guys before the season started, that concerns that Russell Westbrook was going to hurt his value were severely overblown. I'm not the biggest Russell Westbrook fan, but historically speaking, he's had a lot of teammates that have had really good fantasy basketball seasons, so I saw no reason why he would impact Bradley Beal. And so far, that's been the case. Bradley Beal had 31 points, 7 assists, 1 steal, made 12 of his 20 shots, almost all 5 of his free throws, and he had 3 3-pointers. Hopefully we can see him sprinkle in some blocks, because that's one of those wrinkles to his game that I really like from him. But 31 points, 3 rebounds, 7 assists, and 3 3-pointers made, quality stat line that definitely is helping you, and hopefully you have him on some of your teams. He was a great target around that 13 to 15 range. Chris Middleton had another strong performance, only took 10 shots, but they blew out the Chicago Bulls. He had 14 points, 2 rebounds, 6 assists, contributed 3 steals, a block, had only 2 turnovers. He made 6 of his 10 field goals and had 2 3-pointers made. Quality stat line from him, and he made the Sports Wizard Extension's number 17 line of the night for that performance. DeMar DeRozan, a guy I've drafted a whole lot and very happy with what he's contributing to my team so far. And I would actually say I'd probably put this performance before Chris Middleton's. It looks like he had a better performance to me. He had more points. He had more rebounds. He had more assists. Though DeMar DeRozan didn't get the three steals. He did get you the block. He had zero turnovers. Made half of his 16 field goals. He got you some free throw. He got you some free throws, and he got you more three pointers than Chris Middleton. So, in my opinion, even though Chris Middleton got more blocks, on paper to me, it seems like DeMar DeRozan had the better game. But let's not split hairs here. Dylan Brooks continues to ball for the Grizzlies. John Morant's down, so it's opened some opportunity for him to handle the ball. Had 21 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals. Got you a block. The defensive numbers have really been there for him so far. He's had a lot of turnovers. Definitely want to see those go down. But he made 8 of his 17 shots and made 5 three-pointers made. Considering this guy was being drafted in the 160 range, if you have him on your team, I sincerely hope you are not at any way, in any way, disappointed with what you're getting from him so far, because that would be absolutely... Danny Avdija had 11 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. I had 3 three-pointers, and I really like his long-term potential. I've picked him up in a few of my leagues, even though the performances seem pedestrian. The opportunity's there for him. He has great size, and he's incredibly skilled. I picked him up in some deep leagues, and he's already starting to have some returns on that investment. So if he's available on your waiver wire, which he should be available in a lot of leagues still, I would pick him up now. Sometimes you can't wait for them to have that breakout performance, because sometimes it's too late. That's what happened with Keldon Johnson, for example. Sometimes you have to make that gamble and gamble on that upside, even if you have to be patient and wait a couple of weeks. Giannis Antetokounmpo drew 18 free throws and only made 10 of them, and he continues to absolutely destroy your free throw percentage. And shooting like that, he's only going to help you in a punt free throw build. He's absolutely tanking you in that category. Like Shaq level tanking your free throw percentage. The 12 rebounds and the 8 assists with the 2 steals, 2 blocks, and only 2 turnovers. Definitely great. He even got you a 3-pointer, 9-19 shooting. Not bad at all. But that free throw shooting is just awful. Awful, awful. And I think it's going to be an issue not only for your fantasy team, but for my Milwaukee Bucks if he does not improve. Because they're going to start rolling out some hack of Giannis. And we don't want to see that if he's going to be missing 10 of his 18 shots. For the Golden State Warriors, the Golden State Warriors were blown out by the Portland Trail Blazers. And it seems to be this is the team to face if you want to, you know, break out of a funk. And that's exactly what the Blazers did. Steph Curry had 26 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, no steals, no blocks. Made 4 three-pointers. The 1 turnover is really nice. All 4 of his free throws made, almost 50% shooting. Definitely want to see more steals from him. A lot of his value comes from the fact that he can get you steals along with a lot of threes and really efficient scoring. But he really has been struggling so far without Klay Thompson. And I think Klay Thompson was a lot more important on that team than people like me may have been giving him credit for. And it's been evident ever since he went down in the finals a couple of years ago against the Toronto Raptors, how important he really was. DeAndre Ayton had 22 points, 11 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 blocks, 10 of 13 shooting. I read a post on Reddit Fantasy Basketball that there were serious concerns about DeAndre Ayton. And with a performance like this, hopefully he's calming some of those concerns. He helped his team get a win against a very good Denver Nuggets team. So I'm not too concerned about him. I think he's going to produce. And sometimes it just takes a few weeks for these guys to get going, and you have to wait for them to get into midseason form. DeAndre Hunter, someone I've talked up highly, and I do believe I have him in my Brock Lesnar Hoops League, has had 23 points, 6 rebounds, made 9 of his 10 field goals, all hit both of his free throws, and made 3 three-pointers. Despite not having any steals and blocks, that is a gem of a stat line. Very satisfied with the teams I have him on, and his upside is through the roof. So if you missed out on Keldon Johnson, maybe you want to take a flyer on DeAndre Hunter, see what you're able to get. Kyrie Irving on the Brooklyn Nets had a rough shooting night. This man, DeAndre Hunter, was locking him down. He made only 6 of his 21 shots, but he still helped you. He had 18 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, no blocks, only 1 turnover. and he hit 2 3-pointers, made all of his free throws, and I expect him to have a much better performance next time. And I don't think DeAndre Hunter's going to consistently make him shoot this poorly either. He's been shooting the ball so lights out that a regression to the mean was bound to happen any day. Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday had 11 points, 1 rebound, 4 assists, 3 steals, 3 3-pointers made, 0 turnovers. Really nice game from him. Really nice production from him this season so far for my Milwaukee Bucks. And I have him, I believe, in one of my leagues. I didn't draft him as much as I have in the past. I was just concerned about what his role would be on the Bucks, considering how high he was going. But so far, those concerns have not proven to be accurate because he's had a great season for them so far, both in real life and in fantasy basketball. Luka Doncic had 27 points, 15 rebounds, 7 assists. Definitely like to see the points and the 15 rebounds. Made 9 of his 22 shots. Hurting your free throw percentage when he's only shooting 6-9. Also hurting you when he's getting 5 turnovers. He did have 3 3-pointers though. But just like Giannis, he is flawed. Even though he gets you some dynamic numbers in certain categories, he's pretty flawed in others. Somebody else to think of is kind of Russell Westbrook. Even though he gets you a lot of points, rebounds, and assists, he can hurt you so much in turnovers and your percentages that it ends up canceling some of those benefits. Now, Luka Doncic is definitely a better fantasy basketball asset than Russell Westbrook. But my point is, you can't just look at the good categories and ignore the impact on your other categories. You just can't. Mason Plumlee, 8 points, 17 rebounds, 2 steals, a block. Another guy I wish I would have drafted a lot more than I have, because so far he's really impressing. 17 rebounds is really, really good. And they beat a pretty decent Boston Celtics team that everyone expected to make it far this year. They have been underperforming, but very nice production from Mason Plumlee for a guy that may be available on some of your waiver wires still. John Collins of the Atlanta Hawks had 20 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, made 9 of his 14 shots. He hit 2 3-pointers, and he continues to have a pretty decent season. There were some concerns that there were too many mouths to feed on that team, and that Danilo Gallinari and Clint Capella would impact his production, so there were some concerns about drafting him too highly. But so far, he's been a much better fantasy basketball player than someone like Joseph Nurkic, who people didn't have concerns about. I didn't have any concerns about Joseph Nurkic. So if you got John Collins, congratulations. I think he's going to continue helping your team. All right. Next up, we have Trae Young. Trae Young had 21 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists. Made only 7 of his 21 shots, but he did help his team get the win. Huge fan of Trae Young. I have him on at least one of my teams, and very happy to have him. Wish I would have maybe picked him up on a few more, but he was going in that top 10, so it made me a little apprehensive. I felt like I had better options, but so far, Chris Paul of the Phoenix Suns helped his team to a victory. They won by 3 points against the Denver Nuggets, as we discussed earlier. Had 21 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, hit all 8 of his free throws. And Chris Paul is just helping another team do incredibly well. What more can be said about Chris Paul? Chris Paul is absolutely one of my favorite players of all time. I think he's a top 25 player in NBA history. I think he's a top 5 point guard in NBA history. I don't care if he doesn't have any championships. The stats prove it. His resume proves it. Every team he goes to performs at their absolute best. Despite not having the talent. Look at Oklahoma City last year, predicted to not even make the playoffs. Ended up outperforming the Houston Rockets team that traded him away. What other examples do we have? The Clippers. Up until they got Kawhi and Paul George, the best Clippers team in history were his Clippers teams. The best Pelicans teams we've seen were when he was there. The best Rockets team we've seen since they won a championship was when he was there. And now the Suns have started off with a blazing start. And I can't help but to think that Chris Paul is very excited to see what he's able to do with those young studs over there with the Valley Boys. Kevin Werder had 10 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 4 steals, made 4 of his 8 shots, 2 3-pointers. And if Kevin Werder's on your waiver wire, which is very possible in a 12-team league, you should definitely pick him up, especially with the injury concerns with Danilo Gallinari. It looks like this team is still focused on developing their young players. and the veterans are there more to help than take minutes away, which bodes really well for their production. So guys like DeAndre Hunter, Cam Reddish, Kevin Huerter, who you could possibly find on your waiver wire, are guys I think you should target. Naz Reid had one of his better games since taking over more minutes because of Karl-Anthony Towns' injuries. I was going to call him Cat Anthony Towns. He had 17 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, a steal, 2 blocks, 2 turnovers, made 7 of his 10 shots, and he got you a 3-pointer. Really nice production from him, and he should have some value until Karl-Anthony Towns comes back. So if you are a Karl-Anthony Towns owner, Naz Reid is the natural pickup, and once Karl-Anthony Towns is back, you could drop Naz Reid and slide Karl-Anthony Towns right in without missing a beat. He's not going to give you Karl-Anthony Towns production, but hey, 2 blocks, 17 points, a 3-pointer, 7 to 10 shooting. Really nice help there in several categories you're getting from him. A guy I know a lot of you guys have on your team because I drafted him on almost every mock draft of mine is Joe Harris. Had 12 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, made 2 of his 3 3-pointers. The steal and block is nice, no turnovers, 50% shooting. Even though he didn't draw any free throws, he didn't miss any free throws, so he didn't hurt you in free throws made. Very nice production from him, and just another player I'm very high on, and if he's on your waiver wire. Sadiq Bey got some playing time because of the concussion to Blake Griffin, and in that playing time, in a victory against the Boston Celtics, he had 17 points, 7 rebounds, an assist, 2 steals, 2 turnovers, 5 of 11 shooting, and he made 5 of his 3-pointers. Very nice stat line from him, and just keep a lookout on him to see if he continues to get minutes. It's very possible once Blake Griffin returns that his minutes will go away. But again, on that Pistons team, very lacking in talent, it would not be insane to watch him. So he's at play in deeper formats. I know right now he's in my 20-team league if he hasn't been picked up yet, which means he has some upside to really help your team. Bobby Portis is a guy I wish I would have drafted more because he really has been helping the Bucks. I was concerned he wouldn't get enough playing time to make a difference, but so far that has not been the case. He got 13 points, 12 rebounds, had 2 blocks, made 4 of his 6 shots, made 2 3-pointers made, and that's a very useful stat line. So if maybe if you have a Hassan Whiteside and you want to take a flyer on someone, maybe Bobby Portis is an option for you. He should be available in a lot of leagues still, so check him out. Just keep in mind, usually he's not a guy that gets you steals and blocks and can get you a lot of turnovers. But overall, really, really nice production from him. Gorgui Dieng had 14 points, 8 rebounds, 5 of 9 shooting, made 2 of his 2 free throws, and he had 2 3-pointers made. And he helped his Memphis Grizzlies to a victory despite all the injuries they're having. They're doing really well. So as long as they're dealing with those injuries, he's going to have value. So you may want to consider picking him up. Maybe even in some 12-team leagues if you're desperate for a big man and you just need a streamer to get you some big man stats over the next few weeks. Denzel Valentine had 14 points, 5 rebounds, 2 steals, made 5 of his 8 shots, had 2 3-pointers made. And I'm concerned that he's not going to have enough playing time to replicate that. So unless you're in a really deep format, I wouldn't put too much credence into this production. Though would make sense to keep an eye on him to see if he continues to get minutes on that Chicago Bulls team. The Boston Celtics, Jason Tatum had 28 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, a block, 3 turnovers, made only 3 of his 5 free throws. And honestly, it looks like Jaylen Brown's outperforming him this year so far. He's still performing at a very high level. Can't take anything away from him. He's performing around that level where he was drafted. But I feel like he still hasn't hit that gear people expecting him to hit. Kelly Olynyk, a guy we've mentioned before, had 8 points, 3 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks, missed 7 of his 10 field goals, 2 3-pointers. And if you're in a really deep format where you have a desperate need for a big man, maybe a 20-team league, outside of a really deep format, though, Kelly Olynyk is not someone. Tyus Jones had 6 points, 12 assists, 2 steals, made 3 of his 7 shots, and he's going to have a ton of playing time as long as Ja Morant is injured. He was our cover boy on our video for waiver wire trends a few days ago, so if you picked him up, I'm sure you're very excited to be able to pick up a player off the waiver wire that's getting you 12 assists and 2 steals. Great production from him. Excited to have him on several of my squads. Robert Covington had a stronger performance, though he's still not where we expect him to be. He missed 6 of his 8 shots, He did hit 2 3-pointers, got you a steal and a block and 11 rebounds. And he continues to do better. Just a game at a time, a game at a time. Carmelo Anthony had 18 points, 5 rebounds, made 5 of his 9 shots, all 5 of his 3-pointers, and 3 3-pointers made. But Carmelo Anthony's not a player I would be interested in unless it was a really deep league. Tim Hardaway Jr. had 18 points, missed 6 of his, I'm sorry, he missed 12 of his 18 shots, had 3 3-pointers made. The 2 steals and a block is really nice. And if you're able to stomach the poor shooting performances, he's a guy that can help you in several categories. He's more of a 3-point specialist that can get you some scoring, but on occasion, as you can see here, he can get you some steals and blocks. LaMelo Ball, I told you I picked him up off the waiver wire in one of my deeper leagues. I think it's a 16-team league, and had another strong performance for me. Had 15 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, only 2 turnovers. The field goal percentage much better than we've seen before, and he hit 2 3-pointers. Definitely happy with that production. Joe Ingles had a stronger game than he's been having. Had 11 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, and Mike Conley also had a good game. So that's something to keep in mind, because Joe Ingles is on a lot of waiver wires. If he continues to get assists, if he continues to get you some rebounds, some steals, and not hurt your percentages too much, he may be on the radar as someone you would want to consider picking up. Marcus Smart, man, we got so many. I like this. We're covering the concise performances without having to go box score to box score. I really like this. Marcus Smart had 13 points, 3 rebounds, 9 assists, 3 steals. The field goal percentage hurts you there, but you draft Marcus Smart knowing that. The reason you draft Marcus Smart is the 3 3-pointers made, the 9 assists, and the 3 steals, and he's been giving you those in spades. So definitely, if you have Marcus Smart, I would hold on to him. He's a dynamic fantasy basketball player and one of the better point guards you can grab, or could have grabbed, closer to 100 in drafts. Bismack Biyombo, I told you he had been underwhelming, and of course, since I said that, he's going to have his best performance of the season. Had 16 points, 12 rebounds, a block, 0 turnovers, shot 70%, and he's flying off of waiver wires today because of that performance. But do not lose sight of his performances before that, which were pretty pedestrian. But still, if he's on your waiver wire, maybe even in a 12-team league, with the injury to Cody Zeller, he does have some opportunity right now, and maybe this performance here gets. Robin Lopez, despite having 11 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 blocks, not a player that I'm excited to have whatsoever. So I would not put too much credibility into that performance. There's just too many big men on that team, and I don't see him carving out a large enough role to really be worth it. Now we're starting to scrape a little bit of the bottom of the barrel, so let me see who sticks out instead of going through every single one. Derrick Rose had 17 points, 4 assists, 5 rebounds, 2 steals, 0 3-pointers made, 4 turnovers, and we need him to get his 3-pointers made up. If he's able to get you more 3-pointers, he would be a lot more valuable to your fantasy basketball team. Something to keep in mind. John Conker. Is it Conker or Concher? Let me know below. I know one of you smart, you brainiacs know. He had 7 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, 3 of 7 shooting, and had 1 3-pointer made. Keep an eye on how many minutes he's getting. I do believe Grayson Allen's dealing with an injury, so there may be some opportunity there for him. Raul Neto, even though he had played with Russell Westbrook 2 games ago, he had a great performance then, which made me pick him up. This performance was more pedestrian, but still, 12 points, 2 steals, 2 3-pointers made, 5 of 7 field goal. He's going to have value in those deeper formats. I picked him in my 16-team league. I almost picked him in my 20-team league, but I chose not to. I kind of regret not picking him up. I didn't think I had a good drop at the time, but I ended up dropping Landry Shamet. It is what it is. You snooze, you lose. That's why you watch these videos and you act when you can. On the Memphis Grizzlies, Brandon Clark had one of his better performances of the year. Had 15 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks. And that's the sort of performance I want to see from him. He should be getting playing time with Jaren Jackson Jr. injured and with some of the other injuries on that team. So I hope to continue seeing him get minutes. Who else sticks out that we want to discuss? Brent Forbes. Brent Forbes had 18 points, 2 turnovers. Didn't really do much outside of 18 points in that steal. But that's what you're going to get from Bryn Forbes for the most part. Keep in mind, he may have gotten more minutes than usual because of the blowout nature of the Milwaukee Bucks-Chicago Bulls game. Just something to keep an eye on. Dennis Schroeder, 15 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, a block, 3 three-pointers made. And he continues to perform really well for that Los Angeles Lakers team. So if you drafted him after pick 100, he's definitely returning some good value for you. Jerome Robinson, not someone I'm excited for outside of a really deep format. Again, just way too many mouths to feed. I don't see him getting consistent playing time to be able to produce on a consistent basis. Thomas Bryant, another player I've hyped up a whole lot and have on a few of my teams at 18 points, 7 rebounds, 7 of his 7 shots made. And he repeatedly just makes, he can take 7-8 shots and make all of them. I do believe he broke a record or tied a record previously held by Will Chamberlain. Like, he made like 15 shots in a row without a miss. So the guy can put the ball in the hoop, which is why I drafted him as highly as I did. I did have a fun debate with one of my subscribers a few weeks ago whether he was more valuable than Al Horford. And so far, I think I won that debate. On to Malik Beasley of the Minnesota Timberwolves. 8 of 13 shooting, 21 points. Very similar to what I just told you with Bryn Forbes. He just scored for me. No steals or blocks, only one turnover. 3 three-pointers made, though. Definitely want to see more of those peripheral stats from him, even though that's not really one of his strengths. But would definitely be helpful. Though there are question marks about when he's going to be suspended. So if you do pick him up, keep in mind that you may have to drop him at any point. I picked him up in my 16-team league, and I think I may just, however long he's suspended, hopefully it's not too long, I may just stomach it because he has been getting playing time and has been producing in that playing time. On the Minnesota Timberwolves, Jake Layman had 12 points, 3 steals, had a 3-pointer made, drew 9 free throws and made 7 of them. So he may be another beneficiary of Karl Anthony Towns being injured. If you're in a really deep format and you like those numbers, he's somebody you may want to consider. Caleb Martin, I would talk about him, but him and his brother, they trade off getting minutes per game. While that's a really nice stat line, unless I see that sort of production several games in a row, I wouldn't drop anyone to value. Mikal Bridges had 14 points, 2 assists. No steals in this one, but he had 0 turnovers and had 4 three-pointers made. We definitely want to see more steals from him, but he's been so good so far this season. I have him on a lot of my teams, and I hyped him up a whole lot, told you guys to draft him, and so far he's showing you why. I love those guys that can get you steals, blocks, three-pointers made, and help your percentages at the same time. Those players are just so bad. James Johnson got some playing time in this game. He had 8 points, 3 rebounds, an assist, 2 steals, 2 three-pointers made. He's a low-end pickup, especially if you're like in an 18-team league, 20-team league. He's worthy of consideration, at least until Kristaps Porzingis returns. Rudy Gobert, not a great stat line by his own standards, so not really much to cover there. Jordan Clarkson, not the type of performance I want to see from him. His value is very dependent on his ability to score, so we need to have more than 9 points from him. Though the steal and the block and the 2 three-pointers made, that is pretty helpful. Daniel Gafford got some playing time. He had 5 points, 3 rebounds, 2 steals, and a block. And like I said before, with some of those other Chicago Bulls like Denzel Valentine, I would not put too much credibility in this performance. Again, because of the blowout nature and because there are some Bulls players sitting because of COVID protocols. All right, so we could go all day. We're almost towards the end. So are there any other performances that really deserve to be highlighted? Dante DiVincenzo, 11 points, 3 three-pointers made 4 of his 5 shots. Cam Reddish, a guy I'm valuing a whole lot right now. And I think I prefer someone like Cam Reddish than Darius Bazley. Even though Darius Bazley has more opportunity, I think Cam Reddish can give you a lot of the same production and will probably get you more three-pointers made and not kill your free throw percentage. Maybe won't get you as many steals and blocks, but he himself has proven to be a very dynamic defensive player. So if Cam Reddish is on your waiver wire, you want to strongly consider picking him up. Zach LaVine had a pretty bad game by his own standards, only had 16 points, had 5 turnovers. Might be time to float some buy low offers, see if you're able to grab Zach LaVine. No guarantees, though. People may know he's going to do better than he's doing. Wendell Carter Jr., I have him in one of my deeper formats. Outside of a really good game a few games ago, he has been pretty average so far. I want to see higher scoring. I want to see more rebounds, and I definitely want to see more blocks numbers. I like that he hit the three-pointer, but definitely want to see those categories getting more production. And I would value him a whole lot more than I'm valuing him right now. I'm actually trying to offer him up for trade in that 20-team league because I'm pretty deep on big men. And then I want to show you a trade that I made when we're done with this. Jonas Valanciunas had 14 points, 10 rebounds, one steal, made 6 of his 9 shots. The free throws aren't good. The 0 3-pointers made are not good. But he got you a double-double, helped your field goal percentage, and that's about in line with the sort of production you can expect. Hopefully more blocks than zero, though. Serge Ibaka, what did he do that sticks out? 2 blocks, 13 points, a 3-pointer made, hit both of his free throws, only 1 turnover. A quality big that you could have grabbed around the 110-115 range, definitely helpful. Clint Capella had 12 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 assists. Clint Capella's normally not an assist guy, but with so many offensive pieces on that team, maybe assist is a new wrinkle to his game that we're going to see. No steals and blocks in this one. Not a guy, he didn't hurt you in your, actually he did hurt you in your free throw percentage. He missed both of those and he didn't get you any 3-pointers made. But so far, I still think he's undervalued and that he's going to have a pretty strong season, especially once he's able to get 25 to 30 minutes a game. He's a low, I don't want to say a low end pickup. He's a pretty decent pickup that can help you in traditional big man stats if that's what you're in need of. Jordan McLaughlin and Eric Bashaw. Definitely don't think there's much to discuss there. So if you like this feature, I'm going to be using it so that we can discuss these notable performances using, again, the Sports Wizard. And I'm going to recommend that you go to the Google Store right now and get this extension if you don't already have it. And I'll show you how it works. I've talked about it in a previous video, but I want to show you again. And something you guys should definitely keep in mind, noticed it with my boy Brett in my overstated fantasy hoops league, is the fact that he's not using his IR. If you see here, he has an available IR slot, so he's just carrying dead weight. He could actually do a lot better against me if he's not carrying dead weight. So I wanted to use this as a PSA. Make sure you're using your IR spots. Your IR spots are one of the key pieces to winning your league. They allow you to put your injury players away and pick up another player and not have to give away your injured player so that when they come back healthy, you don't lose your asset. That's huge. Back when I started playing fantasy basketball, you either had to keep the guys on your bench producing nothing for you or you dropped them to the waiver wire. So the waiver wire is a lot more bare now that we have the high R slots, but you can keep your studs without having to drop them and you don't just have to float non-production. So I'm probably going to send him a message and recommend that he uses waiver wire. And if you're not using your waiver wire, why not? It's very simple to use and you definitely need to be using it. All right, but that's enough of a PSA. But just wanted to show you one of my teams and then maybe go over the trade that I did because it's a Saturday and why not? You're my friends. I want to discuss my team with you. Why don't you let me know about your teams? I may make a video where I review your teams and give you my thoughts on your teams. Why not? All right, so like I told you guys, I have Malik Beasley, Dylan Brooks, Avery Bradley, a pretty decent low-end pickup, though Jimmy Butler's back. His minutes went down significantly. Bojan Bogdanovic has been struggling the last few games, but I expect him to do better. Here you have Paul George, which I mentioned before, Joe Harris. Brooke Lopez got me 3 3-pointers and a block. Hard to be upset at that. Though I do want to see more scoring and more blocks from him. Maxi Kleber. Looks like he's a game time decision. Right ankle sprain. And it looks like Kristaps Porzingis is coming back soon. So keep that in mind if you have Maxi Kleber. Kristaps Porzingis coming back would probably zap. Dante DiVincenzo. We discussed him. DeMar DeRozan. We discussed him. Jimmy Butler had a pretty rough performance. But he's coming back off of an ankle sprain. So hopefully we're going to see better performances from him coming up soon. And here's Raul Neto. I told you guys I picked him up in this deeper format and hoping he's able to help me for the long term. So far, first place in this league. Very excited about that because it is a $100 buy-in league. So if I win the whole thing, I get like $1,000 potentially. Fingers crossed we're able to do that because that's some pretty nice money. And I like making money. Or any other leagues we can, any of my other teams we can look at. So you can see so far, having a pretty decent week, winning most of my leagues. Not all of them, but most of them. Let's check out Brock Lesnar Hoops Cash League, letting you guys know about. Gorgui Dieng appears to be available. And now once I make this video, my subscribers are going to know I'm trying to pick him up. So probably I shouldn't have mentioned this. I love my subscribers too much. It is what it is. If you're going to put a bid in for him, then you can see on this squad, Denny Avdija, which I told you guys I picked up probably, I think during the draft or the first week, if it wasn't during the draft. And he's starting to perform to that level I expected him to. Really nice production from him there. Michael Porter Jr. is missing some time because of contact tracing. But you're able to put him in your IR, which I already did. I put him in my IR right here. And allowed me to pick up Raul Nito. Or Nato. It's probably Nato. Raul Nato. Just wanted to see what other notable performances we had. Cam Reddish mentioned to you guys that I had him. Picked up Lugens Dort, though his performance on the 31st wasn't anything to write home about. Nerlens Noel has been underwhelming. Got Thomas Bryan as well. Luka Doncic, Fred VanVleet. So I think this is a really strong squad. This is a money league as well. It was only a $25 buy-in. And I like my chances to be competitive, though I'm not feeling as confident about this team as I do my overstated fantasy basketball. And to finish this off, I wanted to show you. All right, so this is a 20-team league I'm in. It's run by my boy XL Noah. He's been running this league a good over a decade, and he's a great GM. I'm a big fan of this trade that I just managed to do. I traded away Luka Doncic, but I'm getting back Jimmy Butler, Kristaps Porzingis, and Tyrese Halliburton. So even though I'm giving up Luka Doncic, I'm getting some pretty good pieces back. And you can see my drops were Dwayne Bacon and Nikhil Alexander-Walker. So the fact I get, and I actually put Kristaps Porzingis in the IR and picked up Nikhil Alexander-Walker. I picked him right back up. I think this is a really good trade for me that can help me be very competitive. Jimmy Butler is not Luka Doncic, but once he gets going, he's going to put comparable production to replace Kristaps Porzingis and Tyrese Halliburton with that dead weight at the end of my bench. And I can show you the rest of my team because it's a really strong team, and you can let me know what you guys think. See, I have Shake Milton, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Clint Capella, Christian Wood, Nerlens Noel, Tyrese Halliburton, who's injured right now, just traded for him, but Kristaps Porzingis, Jimmy Butler, Robert Williams, DeJounte Murray, Chris Middleton, just a really strong 20-team league, and it's performing exactly how I expected so far, just really strong team. I put out a bunch of trade offers to see if anyone wants to bite, and I can make my team stronger, but we will see. All right, guys, we're nearing an hour. I hope that was useful information to you, and let me know if you really enjoyed that format, and if you want to learn for yourself how you can do what I just did. Your way of doing that is right here. You download the Fantasy Basketball Wizard extension. You go to Wizard Daily Summary. And there you go. You can do that every single day and get a highlight of the most notable performances right there from your Yahoo client. Of course, it has to be the web browser version. I don't believe it'll work with your phone app. But who doesn't have a laptop or a computer these days? If it helps you be better at fantasy basketball, stop whining about it. Put your phone away and pull out that laptop. All right, guys. Please, if you have not yet, subscribe, like, share this video with your friends. Today is January 2nd, almost at 2,000 subscribers. Thank you guys so much for your support. Thank you guys for continuing to watch. Like I told you, I've been upping the production to make sure that this is as pleasant of an experience as possible. And if you have any ideas of how I can make this channel or this content better for you, let me know below. I've implemented a lot of feedback that I've gotten, and I plan to continue doing just that. Until next time, this is Brock Lesnar of Brock Lesnar Hoops. Deuces.